Blog Talk Radio.
Football is my life.
And
it's something that I say proudly. But it's complicated.
You can't write the history of professional football without John Madden.
First thing that jumps out are the hands.
And yelling and screaming at guys.
What are you trying to do?
He's a coaching genius.
Downhill, full speed, boom.
Said, well, you can't win them all. And I said, why the hell can't you?
When you're the head coach, you live and die with that reply.
And you don't stay on top forever.
Madden's retirement signals the end of an era and perhaps the end of a dynasty.
We didn't know what he was going to do.
I wasn't a guy when I was coaching to say, I want to get out and I want to be a broadcaster.
Good evening, everyone. Dick Stockton with John Madden.
I'm Vin Scully along with John Madden.
But I knew after I did the first couple games that that's what I wanted to do. This is it. I embraced it.
John does a rehearsal game with another young aspiring broadcaster by the name of Bob Costas.
How high is the shot?
And you look like a 12-year-old kid. I don't know what's going on there.
Pull to the right.
Boom.
And
boom.
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 Boom. Boom.
Right there in the alley. Boom.
John had this energy that came to life. CBS just saw something that they hadn't seen before.
John Madden made me a better player. I was pretty good. He just made me better. Simple as that.
I think the audience perceives what's genuine. That's who he is. The same guy who just happens to have extraordinary football knowledge.
He made everyone want to watch football.
If you just heard his voice in the distance.
Hi, I'm John Madden.
John Madden.
John Madden.
That was a TV you had to run to.
You know, he coached with a passion and love for the game. He went into broadcasting, changed the way football was broadcast, if not greater sports.
Some things that just go together.
He changed the way America celebrates Thanksgiving, for crying out loud.
Now this is what the game of football is all about.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Loves the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true, is it really true?
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Loves the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. Guys, this is a product of Beverly Nation. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. How cool is that? Guys, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Guys, I have a great, great show for you tonight. I have two incredible entertainer guests. So I would like to introduce them first. Maxine and Ed Alstrom. Hello.
Hello.
How are
you? Jerry.
Hi.
Jerry, you there?
Yes.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Oh, hello. We're very excited to be here. Thank you for having us.
Okay, great. Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're all good now. All right, everybody. So I am so excited. You know, I've interviewed you guys before, and your information is just, to me, really cool stuff. But before we get into that, I would like you guys to tell everyone a little bit about yourselves.
Okay. First of all, I have to know, was that you rapping on that intro song?
Okay, so I had that made when I wrote my book. So, no, that was not me. I wish I could rap like that, man.
So that was hot. It was really good.
Yep.
Okay, but now about me. My name's Ed Alstrom. I am from New Jersey, northern part of New Jersey, and I'm playing music since I was a little kid, and mostly keyboards. I picked up guitar and bass along the way and then started singing and arranging and writing and producing and do all kinds of different stuff now. I'm sure we'll talk about the places I've been and things I've done in the
yep.
course of this. But I've always lived in North Jersey. My wife's been around and she wound up here. And I don't know. I guess we'll get to the rest of the details, but that's my
okay.
outline. And Max, what about you?
I grew up outside of Boston in a suburb, and I always played since I was in like fourth grade, playing my first Beatles, All My Loving. I played on an upright piano for my fourth grade class. Never forget the first time you ever play in public, right? And then after that, all kinds of bands. We played for the seventh grade dance, and I accompanied the vocal group. So it was all kinds of piano, all kinds of genres. I remember playing Carole King music at the eighth grade dance, you know, with a trio, with Benny on upright bass and me and Marty as the drummer in Wakefield. And we're friends on Facebook now, which makes it really cool to find these people and compare music and notes and, you know, where you've been. And then went to college for music, minored in women's studies, psychology, and got a music ed degree, as they say, to fall back on, K-12. And then I went right on the road the day after I graduated high school, a college. I went right on the road with Larry and the Exciters, and it was a show band. We did U.S. and Canada, and some of that video just surfaced. I don't know if you saw it, Jerry, on Facebook, but a friend posted something we did in Florida. And I didn't even recognize me. I'm like, who is that? So it was around 1978, and we were the show bands when the clubs had show bands, and we would play our dance sets. And then Larry Alltop was Larry and the Exciters, and he would do like a Blues Brothers show or a Frank Sinatra-type show or an Engelbert-type show, and he was friends with a lot of those people. So we met and had a lot of adventures, U.S. and Canada, and then ended up in Jersey. Ended up in different bands here playing keyboards, piano, everything from, you know, solo gigs in restaurants to bands in clubs, dance bands. We used to have the Ramada Inn six nights a week, right, with the dance sets.
Uh-huh.
And then I met Ed, and now here we are, like two musicians married with two grown daughters.
So I want to comment on a couple things. So, yes, I did see that post, and that post was really awesome. That's number one. Number two.
Thank you.
Number two, Facebook is incredible if used for good. Look at everything that's happened. Look at all our connections, right? Me meeting you guys, I mean. It was all because of Facebook. So I think we should all just use Facebook for positive, good stuff. So having said that, there are some really cool things I want to get out of the way just so that my audience hears this correct me if I'm wrong. One of you is a pianist and one of you is an organist.
I started playing organ, so I did it kind
okay.
of backwards from most people because
okay.
that's what we had when I was a kid.
Okay.
My dad was a plumber by trade, and he played organ and accordion for recreation. We didn't have a piano. So the choice was offered to me when I was a little kid, and I showed some interest in it if I wanted to play organ or accordion, and I quickly gravitated toward the organ. And so that's what I grew up playing. I was 5 years old when I was playing the organ. I couldn't even really reach the pedals. And we didn't get a piano till I was like 12. But, you know, I played
okay.
piano at some people's houses and in school and stuff when I saw one. So I was playing both, but Max was just playing piano, and she's recently started playing organ more. So we both do both.
I think we're very lucky, like as piano players, that there's just always work. Like when everyone wasn't working in January with the wedding bands, you know, Ed was with the Vinos and them, like doing the wedding bands in North Jersey, then we'd be doing Casio demos at a NAMM show or something in January. or CES electronic show when Ed designed at Casio, or just all kinds of church, temple, you know, piano players is just, we're very fortunate the amount of work there is.
And I love.
Yeah, if we played instruments, we wouldn't have as much work as we do. Is the point?
I see. Right. Yeah, but I love listening to you guys on Facebook and the way you interact with each other and the way she ducks around you. I love it. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
he was playing our wedding song was the Dave Clark Five, because.
Right.
And I was going to come in with the solo. Ed does this Facebook thing. I'll tell you about. Since COVID, like on the organ. And I said, I want to make it look a little unexpected. That's the only reason I dusted.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, thank you.
So entertaining. You know what I want you guys to do? I have some things I want to ask you. But before that, just so let's get this out of the way, because I have a feeling we're going to have a bunch of callers. Tell everyone how they can reach out to you and what's coming up with you. Let's do that first.
Okay, you can get on my website, which is edalstrom.com. So it's EDALSTROM, as in Michael, .com. And what I have going on these days none of us have that much going on these days. I mean, I'm busy with stuff, but I'm not doing gigs because there's nowhere open here to do gigs right now. But you can drop me an email off of that website or look at what I and we are up to.
Well, Ed did he did a Facebook video with Jimmy Vivino and Frank Pagano and another one with Wizard All with them and things they've been doing long distance and then Zooming church services and things like that.
Okay.
Well, see, getting back to Facebook, from the end of April onward, I went on Facebook nearly every day until the beginning of September at noon just playing organ. So I have a wonderful Hammond B3 and a Leslie down in my basement where it stays, where it lives. And I just started playing organ every day just for some amusement, and then it became a thing. So I was giving out a daily dose of B3 from there. And it caught on. I got a lot of views off it and a lot of lovely comments, and I was playing the organ every day, and it was a lot of fun. And then I hooked up with my old bandmates, Jimmy Vivino and Frank Pagano, who I did lounge bands, we're talking 40 years ago. Yeah. We're talking late 70s, early 80s. And I hooked back up with those guys, and we started doing songs remotely. So Frank would do a drum track first and then pass it along to me, and I'd add the organ, then I'd pass it along to Jimmy in California, and he'd lay guitar over it, and then he'd get a friend of his to put the various elements of the video and audio together, and we'd put that up on Facebook. So, you know, we've been able to do things. You know, it's a little weird,
right,
and it's a little bit limiting, but you find a way.
Yes, I understand that. I agree with you. So there's some highlights of your life that I want to talk about right now because these are so cool to me. All right? So, and we'll talk about all this. Aside from you guys playing with live oldies artists, I want to hear about all that. You played in the original version of Leader of the Pack on Broadway, as well as Hairspray and Smokey Joe's Cafe. You also played organ at the Yankee Stadium, okay? I would love to talk about those things right now.
Okay. Well, we'll go in order. Leader of the Pack came along as a result of my affiliation with the Vivino brothers. Now, Jimmy Vivino, guitar player, dear friend of mine, was the musical director for the Conan O'Brien show for the last however many years it was, 21, 22 years or something.
Okay.
And his brother Jerry was a saxophone player in the band, and their oldest brother Floyd was, I'm going to say this name, and a lot of you with New Jersey roots will know who I'm talking about, Uncle Floyd.
He's still Uncle Floyd.
Right, and he still is Uncle Floyd. And so me and Jimmy and Jerry and Frank Pagano, the drummer, were doing lots and lots of work together. We were playing weddings. We were playing shows. We were the pit band for the Uncle Floyd show, which was a big, big deal in the early 80s. And so the extension of that was we got affiliated with Floyd used to play the Bottom Line Theater in New York City all the time. And so we got affiliated with the Bottom Line because we were there a lot. So we got to know the guys there. Then Leader of the Pack got put together at the Bottom Line, which was called a cabaret, but it was, you know, way bigger than what we call a cabaret here in New York City now because it seated about 400 people. But it was a great music venue because you could get a lot of people in there, and the sight lines were unbelievable. The sound was great, and it was a classic, classic spot to see music. So Leader of the Pack, in its infancy, got put together at the Bottom Line as an off-Broadway show. Now, Leader of the Pack, I think I say that, and you all know the song, the famous song cut by the Shangri-Las, 1964. Yes. Now, that song was written by a songwriting team of Ellie Greenwich and Jeff Barry, who wrote countless, literally countless incredible songs from the early 60s. So a lot of the Phil Spector stuff, Ronettes, Crystals, Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, Darlene Love, and they wrote Hanky Panky, River Deep, Mountain High, Do-Do Ron Ron, Do-Wah Diddy Diddy, Then He Kissed Me, Be My Baby. You know, the list is really insane of number one smash timeless hits that they wrote together. They were not together very long, so they got divorced after a few years. And Ellie turned up in 1982 or 83 with this concept to do a musical review of her life's work here, which involved all those songs plus stuff she had written in later years, some of which got recorded by big-name artists. And Ellie was in the show, and so she needed a band, and we got recruited. And so they put the show together as really a musical review. It wasn't really like a Broadway show at that point. It was just a straight-up, we played 35 songs or something, and that was it. There was a couple of little skits holding certain things together. But it wasn't much talking. It was mostly playing the music. And when you hear that body of work of Ellie Greenwich and that Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich wrote, and you hear all those songs in a row, it's like exhausting. It's so much hit power and so much energy. And we had amazing singers on stage, headlined by Darlene Love. That's where I met her many years ago. And Annie Golden, Ula Hedwig, and John Fiore, and Bobby J and a whole bunch of other people. So it was largely an oldies show, and then the second half of it got into some of her newer material.
And she came out.
And then she came out and sang To Do Ron Ron, and it was quite a moment. And
Bobby J.
I just mentioned him already. And it was a smash hit at the Bottom Line. We did 3 nights of a test run, and then a couple of months later, we did like a month, I think, like 5 nights a week. And it was kind of like a Broadway run in miniature. And there was lines around the block. We had David Bowie and David Letterman and all these people coming to see us. And it was like really insane because the show was great. It was the most powerful musical review you'd ever see. It was as good as anything. It was a really astonishing show while it was at the Bottom Line. Then, naturally, the next step was, well, we want to go to Broadway. Well, it went to Broadway. It got watered down quite a bit. But the main reason it didn't succeed was because in 1985, when we did this on Broadway, the world was not ready for, like, a jukebox musical.
Oh.
And the reviewers came, and they said, "We're screeching loud guitars and feedback and all." And they just complained about, like, the music, and because they weren't ready for anything like that. None of these jukebox musicals that would come later had happened yet. So this was like the first of its kind. I mean, Grease was kind of the closest thing, and it wasn't anywhere near of what we were bringing out there with Leader of the Pack. So The show didn't get good reviews. It stayed open for a few months anyway because they were smart enough to build up the advance sale before they actually opened the show. But it ran for like 4 or 5 months. And but it was an experience of a lifetime. It was really great to just go play that music all the time, especially if you're a piano player. Just beating the living daylights out of a piano on the, all that Phil Spector stuff was really fabulous. And at the original run at the bottom line, I was the second keyboard player behind Paul Schaefer, who was the piano player. So he was right in front of me playing piano, and I was behind him playing like second piano and the string parts and vibe parts and all kinds of synthesizer stuff. So those are some good days, and I got to know Ellie really well, and what a wonderful woman she is, was.
So cool.
Love her to
death. That is so cool.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Let's do this. Before we continue on with all that, let's play a track, because I want everyone to hear what you guys do. So, Brother O, let's have it.
About a quarter past four, drinking and staring. She called me Joe, she called me out of my name. Oh yeah, she called me out of my name. Called me out of my name, I believe that woman is sane. She's a little bitty woman, about 4 feet tall. Just can't keep her off alcohol. She called me out of my name. Oh yeah, she called me out of my name. Called me out of my name, I believe that woman is sane. I was in the kitchen drinking gin, feel all the whiskers on his chin. Look at here, son, it ain't no sin. Grab that woman and try it again. She called me out of my name. Oh yeah, she called me out of my name. Call me out of my name, I believe that woman is sane. Now, shut it up.
Incredible. Incredible.
Thank you.
Incredible. I want to talk about that song, but tell everyone about the Yankee Stadium first.
Okay. I've been a baseball fan since I was a young boy, and I've been playing organ since I was a young boy. And my dad took me to my first baseball game in 1965 when I was 7 years old, and I heard the organ, and I said, wow, baseball, organ, I want to do that. But, you know, the opportunity was never there for me to do it. And I was a big baseball fan my whole life, and I played the organ, and I always wanted to play at a stadium, but there's, you know, those jobs aren't falling from trees, and you can't just go get it. So long story short, as I can make it, we found out that Eddie Layton, who had been the organist at Yankee Stadium for 37 years, was retiring after the 2003 season. And Maxine here, who's my biggest promoter, said, why don't you throw a hat in the ring for that job? We'll audition for the Yankees job. I said, I'm not going to do that. I don't know anybody there. The job wasn't advertised. You know, how are we going to do this? And she got on the phone and got through to a couple of people and wangled it so that I was able to send a resume in. And then the next step was I went and interviewed. This is funny because it was 2004 now in March. And this is like 3 weeks before the season is going to start. And it was a really rough winter, and there's like 12 feet of snow on the ground, and it's really, really cold out. So I go there to audition for Eddie Layton himself. So he's standing in the doorway. I'm sitting at the Yankee Stadium organ, and he's calling out songs for me to play. And I played little snippets of songs, and then they said, okay, we'll let you know what's going on. Then a week later, they called me and said, well, we've got a guy that's going to do Monday through Friday. Would you like to do Saturdays and Sundays as the Yankees organist? And I said, you bet I would.
Yeah.
So I've been the weekend organist at Yankee Stadium since 2004. So this would have been my 17th season, but they didn't have fans at the stadium this year due to the pandemic, so there wasn't live organ at the stadium. But hopefully next year we'll be back at it.
That is so cool to me because, you know, I'm a New Yorker, baby.
Yeah.
We have a caller in queue, so let's take our caller. Hello.
Great. Hello, am I on the air?
You're on the air.
Hello, this is Jackie Mason. How is that one there? Jerry Patino.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Is this? I want to speak to Ed and Maxine. Are you there?
We are here.
Who is this?
Oh, I got to say, I just love your music. I was jumping and dancing out of my seat. Oy vey, I could not stop. Did you ever play at Kansas Delicatessen?
Could be.
Did you ever get any gigs at any synagogue? I'd like to know. Do you play any Jewish tunes?
Play it all. We play it all.
Yeah, we play it all.
Oh,
gotta
I'm sure
play
you
it all
you
these
it all.
Days. Every. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying I was dancing and I was eating a pastrami sandwich and some mustard strips and I almost fell on it.
You got to be careful.
But I got to say, I love your music. It's very good.
Well, thank you very much.
All right,
Jackie,
Jerry, I'm going to bring
and,
on.
And
my,
I hope,
yeah, go right ahead.
I hope you didn't make too much of a mess with the pastrami. I'm sorry that happened, but I bet it's not the first time it happened to you.
Believe it or not, it's not the first time it happened to me. It's a very common thing being Jewish.
Yes, indeed.
Jerry,
Happy Hanukkah, by the
say,
way. Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, Happy Hanukkah to you. What nationality might you be?
Oh, we're a little bit of everything around here. We just believe in good music and good, kind values.
Well, so in other words, you're a mixed marriage.
Yeah, well, no, we both believe that. It's not mixed.
So we're mixed, all right.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm very all mixed. Well, one day you got to come down and play in Borough Park and play for all the Jews.
That sounds good.
I'm going to put my friend
on
the phone.
Look me up at edallstrom.com and drop me a line there.
I most certainly will.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
great
you.
Talking
thank
to
you.
And,
Cox,
thank you.
Thanks, Jackie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Are you with your
how
friend,
you doing,
Jackie?
Jerry?
Jackie Mason.
Jerry, are you there?
Yes, are you with your friend?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, well, I'm with Jackie. He's hanging out with me. He's in my living room right now. This is Ralph Appolito. I'm the Ralph.
I thought he was with you. Yeah, tell everyone who you are.
I am Ralph Appolito. I am one of the hosts on the Damon Network, and the name of my show is the Ralph Appolito Commentary, and I'm a comedian impressionist, and as you just heard, Jackie Mason.
We were walking in New York one night, and Jackie Mason just was passed us at this restaurant. It was so sweet. We've always been big fans of his.
Oh. I love Jackie Mason. He's a classic. He's one of my favorites.
We love him.
There was nobody like him. Wow.
Yeah.
He was.
Well, then I'm going to take credit for this then, because I had him do that.
Yeah, I love it when he's like, so we got to eat cake, we're going to have cake, we're going to have tea, we're going to have some tea with the cake and some cake with the tea, and then we're going to go to the restaurant, but it's too cold over there, the air conditioning's coming on too cold, we got to move there, we got to move the cake and the tea because it's too cold over there with the vent.
Listen, I honestly didn't know he was going to do Jackie Mason. Listen, Ralph, that's pretty cool. Thank you.
I was going to surprise. You're welcome. I got to say, your music is fantastic, and keep up the great work, and hopefully we'll talk again.
Thank you so
much.
Thanks,
Ralph.
To hear up.
So cool. That was so cool. I did not plan that. That's great.
We had about 10 friends that could have been, so we weren't sure which one it was.
So that song that we played, tell us a little bit about that.
That is a song I put on my 2009 CD called Getting Organized, which is me playing the Hammond B3 organ, the aforementioned one that's in my basement, along with two fabulous musicians from right here in Jersey, the great Charlie Jones on guitar, and Don Junta on drums, and just three of us. And we did two separate, casual jam sessions, and they came out so good. I said, I'm going to put these on a CD and put it out there. Now, I wish I could tell you where to get it, but my one outlet for distribution was CD Baby, and they closed up shop not too long ago. So right now I don't have distribution. But, again, you can drop me a line at allstrom.com, and I'll find a way to get you one if you're interested. The song itself is an old Brother Jack McDuff song called Out of My Name that a bunch of people have recorded. So it's just a swinging little blues, and it's a lot of fun making that.
Yeah, I just wanted to add something, Jerry, regarding music and the Yankees and – that when Ed or the other organist play, Ed's there Saturdays and Sundays at Yankee Stadium at home games, and when they do play about 45 minutes, an hour to 45 minutes prior to the game, they play for about 20 minutes, and they can play, all different genres of music. So you might hear all kinds of oldies and good stuff, and a lot of people don't realize to come early.
That's awesome. I mean, every game that I've been to, gosh, for the past, 25, 30 years, they've all been amazing with the music. Maybe I've heard you guys and never knew it, you know what I mean?
It's possible, yeah. I run into people who are like, wow, that was you,
He'll play from, all genres of music prior to the game. It's very cool to hear it coming through there, and not a lot of people go early. Unfortunately.
No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's
all
a great
guys.
Time to go to the game, to get there early and just camp out. And I remember getting to games early when I was a kid and listening to Eddie Layton play before the game, an hour, 45 minutes before the game. And
very cool.
Yes. I'm very fortunate. I've got to tell you, I'm really fortunate to have done the things I've done and still be doing a lot of them.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to play another track. Then we're going to take another caller, but then I have something I do want to say to you guys. So let's play another track, guys. Thank you, DJ OS.
I want to hear you say yeah. I want to marry you. Yes, I want you more than a camel wants a desert.
say yes.
So, I love your music.
Oh, thank you.
I absolutely love your music. Let's take our next caller, and then we're going to talk about that song because I absolutely love it, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hello,
give me that
caller?
Again because I was unmuting myself. Oh, thank you, thank you. Okay. What was the question?
So, do we have our caller on?
Caller,
yes,
are you there?
On.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you on.
Jerry.
Hi, caller.
How you doing?
Hey, baby. How are you?
Trying to make it. I try to tell you, no lie about that.
Honey, you're gonna make it.
I'm loving what
Introduce
I'm hearing.
Introduce yourself, baby. Introduce yourself
sorry.
To my guest.
How you doing? I'm Will of God. I'm listening to the music. I'm like, yo, am I way back in the day listening to that good stuff from back in the day? Like, wait a minute, I feel like I'm down south sometimes. What's going on?
Well, that's what we're trying to conjure up, so I'm glad it sounded that way.
Yeah, I got a little Ocean City, Maryland in me, so I know exactly how that boy. I like how y'all sound, man. Oh my gosh!
Oh, thank you, so much, man.
Wow, when's the next album's going to come out? The newest one.
I don't know. We got to get back to work when we can all get in the same room and do that. That was a band I did called the Harmonious Five. That was kind of a labor of love project. I wanted to do a lot of the old R&B stuff that had the group vocals, but have a self-contained group where everybody was playing their instruments and singing. So we were called the Harmonious Five, but we were a four-piece group. And so it was a bass player, Mark Berger, and the drummer, Frank Pagano, and the piano player, Dave Keys, and I was playing guitar. And we did a whole bunch of Coasters, Contours, and we did three songs by that group that did that song with the Five Royals. You familiar with them? Actually, one of the great vocal groups ever. I mean, the Five Royals are, when you get onto them, you're hooked for life. They're so spectacular. The songwriting is unbelievable. The singing is unbelievable. They were around in the mid-50s. To late 50s, they never really had any hits except their band leader and guitar player, a guy named Loman Pauling, wrote Dedicated to the One I Love, which was, of course, a huge hit for the Shirelles and later for the Mamas and Papas. And the Five Royals recorded it, but their version wasn't a hit. But Loman Pauling wrote a whole bunch of songs that other people covered, but they were just a wonderful, wonderful band. We did three of their songs on that CD. And we had a whole lot of fun doing that.
Amazing.
Well, I tell you one thing, I'm sounding good, boy. I look, man.
Thank you.
John, I want you to tell everyone who you are, though. Tell them about your shows.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll be on this Friday. I thought it was going to be Christmas, but I'll get the days mixed up. My show's called Too Thorough, by Will of God. And, you know, I'm just going to have a little bit of a knowledge that day because I'm starting to realize that the government is basically disrespecting us, treating us like we just part-time idiots. So let's have some conversation, you know. This is getting really wicked out here.
All right. I love you, man. Thank you for calling in.
I'll keep on going. I love the music and Jerry Bridges.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, I love that song. I mean, you talked a little bit about it, but, I mean, I really do love it. Like, it makes you want
to,
like, dance in
the
Are
you onto
the
Five Royals, Jerry? Are you onto that
I'm sorry?
Group? Are you onto the Five Royals?
Am I onto them? No. No, I'm not.
You need to, like, get the Five Royals in your life. It's Royals.
Well,
like,
I wrote it
e.
down. Royals.
And they
I
are just beyond belief. I mean, the fact that they have languished in obscurity for so long is, like, mind-boggling because they're mind-bogglingly great. There wasn't a better, you know, group harmony group anywhere. They're just the best. And then nobody
I'm
knows
gonna
who they are.
I'm going to check them out tonight.
And but we're onto them, and we wanted to do songs that, like, very few groups would do because, A, they don't have the vocal power in one place, and, B, the songs weren't hits, but they're fabulously witty, funny songs. So we went and got some Coasters and Contours and Andre Williams. There's a couple of Andre Williams songs on there. And just all kinds of great stuff. And that was another little project from 2012. And we can't get together. We did some gigs back in the day, but it's hard to get everybody together because everybody's doing different things. And right now, everybody's doing nothing. So,
well, let me ask both of you a question. I know this is going to be a very hard question to answer, but you don't have to tell me your ultimate favorites. But do you guys each have one artist that maybe you looked up to growing up or that has really inspired you? Or do you have a favorite artist, either both of you?
I couldn't name you one. I would have to name you like 20 because
I
have so many influences. Okay. I'd have to say that from a jazz standpoint, Thelonious Monk was very influential on me when I was like a high school kid because I remember playing piano and I was just trying to learn how to play jazz and come to grips with it. And I was hearing people like Art Tatum and Oscar Peterson and Bill Evans, and I was like, I can't play like that. And then I heard Thelonious Monk, and I was like, I could play like that. So that's kind of the road I went down. Because Monk played, you know, very sparse and left a lot of space, and he was very unique. And I'm not saying that I was Thelonious Monk, but I certainly tried to copy him when I was early on. And then I learned that I wasn't going to, you know, I couldn't take that to too many places. Like, you couldn't go on a wedding and really be playing like Thelonious Monk. But I wanted to learn from everybody. I wanted to be fluent in every genre. I didn't want to ever go on a gig and feel like I was overmatched or didn't know what was going on or was going to embarrass myself. I was just intent on any kind of gig I did. I wanted to go in and sound like I knew what I was doing.
Okay. What about Maxine?
I think, like, you're talking about when I was growing up.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, like, I remember, of course, now we're friends with Eddie Brigati and, you know, neighbors and friends, and we look up to him so much. But the Rascals, to me, growing up, like that album, the Rascals, Carole King, Tapestry. But then I love Sergio Mendes and the Latin and Errol Garner for jazz piano. And then I discovered Tom Waits, and I was, like, blown away. I always loved James Taylor and Stevie, you know, all the obvious ones that we all love. But I think, like, as far as musically, you know, I mean, Carole King and you know, between that, Errol Garner, the Pete Jazz, and then just eclectic. I just think it's really two kinds of music, like good and bad. You know, that's how I've always felt. And we always tell people that ask us, you know, students, if we ever do visit schools or talk to students, we always say just try to listen to everything, listen to every genre. You know, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You might not like it, but it's just important to expose yourself and listen. I tell some of my students, I was teaching elementary music last year in Basking Ridge, and I would tell the kids, put the radio on and just listen to, just change station, listen to all different kinds of music when you're in the
That's
car.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah, I love that.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. I want to tell everyone to dial in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Very cool. So we're going
to
play.
We've been lucky to – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, sweetheart. You go.
I was going to say we have had a lot of really fun adventures that are very diverse, speaking of diversity. So like Ed designed for Casio, we would get to travel around the world and demonstrate or do trade shows, and he designed the keyboards that you might have at home, some of the songs. And then he did a lot of different tours with different people, and then we had a lot of fun adventures with wonderful people like Denny from the Mamas and Papas. Ed did his off-Broadway show where he wanted to talk about his life.
Oh.
In 2003, there was a off-Broadway show. It was at the Village Theater on Bleecker Street in the summer of 2003, and one of the best times of my life. I spent the summer singing Mamas and Papas tunes at the Village Theater with Denny Doherty, who was the male lead singer in the Mamas
oh,
and Papas.
Oh, wow.
And they brought the show down from Canada, where it was a big hit up there, and they had a band, and they had background singers, and they didn't have a musical director or piano player. So I got recruited into this kind of already running show. And I got to know Denny really well, and what a marvelous character he was. And he's still a really good singer and really entertaining. It was basically a one-man show. So he sat there and told the whole story of the group. And we just sprinkled the Mamas and Papas songbook in there. And we were all dressed up in kind of 60s garb, and there was psychedelic lights and stuff all over the place, and it was a fabulous way to spend the summer.
And then, Ed met a lot of Denny's friends.
The Mamas and the Papas, yes.
Yeah.
What?
He met a lot of Denny's friends, too, that would come and visit, and some of the bands,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we had Scott McKenzie and Spanky McFarlane and people like that would come to the show. And so, like, John Sebastian, the whole crew he ran around with as folkies in the Village before they became the Mamas and Papas.
And Denny was just a beautiful, beautiful person.
Oh, what a great guy.
The songs come on the car radio, and I tear up just thinking about Denny.
Oh, my goodness. We have one more track, so let's play our track, and then we'll finish this conversation.
Right on.
DJ Olasky, bring it on.
Baby, take one. listen, guys, you know, that was an outstanding show tonight from 2020, guys. Imagine that, 2020. Our young lady, Jerry Petito, is on the line right now. And for the first time, you know, because, you know, she needs a rest. You know what I mean? And, you know, for the first time in 3 years, we're able to bring forth a Dev Nat class. I'm going to bring her on right now. Miss Jerry Petito, how are you tonight?
Hey, Brother O, how are you? I'm okay. I'm good, man.
You sound good. We got you live. We got you live. And that's what it's all about, man.
What a show. What a show.
That was fun. That was fun. That was fun.
Yeah.
And it shows our outstanding unwavering archive. And I want everybody to press one tonight to talk to this young lady who has labored for us for almost 4 years. How about that? You know, it's coming up 2022, guys. She started here on the 13th of June in 2018, and her meteoric rise has been legendary. And I have a song for her tonight because, you know, I'm a Hall of Fame DJ, and I'm moved tonight to bless you.
Thank you.
The things that you've been through, I want you to discern this song. It was written on February 17th, 1970. It went number one October 18th, 1970, the year I was born. It moved me to no end, and I have to bless you with it tonight. Hey, guys.
Thank you.
Support Jerry. Press one right here on these stations. This is the BevNat Classic tonight, and we have Jerry Petito. And, Jerry, don't start crying because James Taylor is going to serenade you right now.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, as I was time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time.
I thought about you with this one, Jerry, because you've been through so much, man, having COVID-19 and struggling through a lot of things. And that song, I thought about, I'm almost getting choked up a little bit, because I thought about that song, and I went down in my studio in my basement, and I mastered that for you. I've seen fire.
Thank you.
And I've seen rain. And I don't think the only person that can sing that song tonight to you is James Taylor.
It's beautiful. Thank you, Brother O.
And yep. We go to the lines. Caller one, you're online right now with BevNat Classic, the Jerry Petito Show.
Brother O, Jerry Petito, that was a great classic. How are you doing, Mr. Petito?
How are you?
I'm doing great. That was a pretty good classic. It really was. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
You've been around the block a little bit, Miss Petito. You've been around the block.
Who are you?
This is Tara Strength, of course, from the Know You're Right show. Hello, everybody. But I was just calling in to say hello to Miss Petito. That was a really good show. The guy was really talented. He had me thinking about Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, Frozen Love.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, watch your mouth now. Watch your mouth now.
Yeah, you ain't know.
I got a finger that will make it happen. Watch your mouth.
That's one of my songs right there, Frozen Love. I was like, man, they're taking me back to some Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham.
Yes.
So anyway, I just wanted to call in and say hi to everybody that I was kind of enjoying. It was kind of taking me back listening to that. I was like, wow, JB Keeler's interviewing everybody.
You ain't heard nothing yet, man.
First of all, this guy right here is legendary to Orny Dynasty. You know, Tara Strength is a person that we hope, you know, this year will be least nominated, considered to the Hall of Fame. We thank you for everything you've done for Orny Dynasty and continue to do. You're a gentleman and a scholar. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you, brother. Those are very kind words. But like I always say, I had great mentors and leaders, and the Jersey Jewels is definitely one of them. And she's been doing it for much longer and much more consistently and a lot more. So I'm the slacker out of the bunch. So I know my place.
Yeah.
No, I don't. That's the first lie that Tara Strength told. Good night.
Harris, I can't talk too much. I just want to say thank you and I love you. And you're amazing.
Okay. Absolutely, Jerry. I love you also. Just want to check in, guys. All right, I'll talk to you.
Absolutely. What more can we say that has already been said? I'm really proud of this show tonight. How about you, Jerry?
I love this show. You brought me to an incredible place tonight by playing them. What a great choice. Thank you.
Well, I'm proud of all the things that we do on a constant basis. And key to us, right, Jerry, is our longevity, right? You know, coming to work every single time. This young lady does five different networks. And that's what I love about her. She's just wonderful and a person that deserves all accolades. And, of course, why not give it from another Hall of Famer? The outstanding, right, Jerry Petito? 2020 enshrining Mr. Honey Buckerton.
I went to a party in the county jail. My pockets began to swell. Everybody in the wholesale block. We're dancing to the jailhouse rock.
How appropriate. Elvis's birthday was this week.
Yeah,
how appropriate.
The Ebony Elvis is in the house. How about that?
Here you go, baby.
I'm scared about that. I don't know about that. I'm scared.
Hey, look, don't make me stop singing Ebony and Ivory up in here now.
No, please don't do that, please. Oh, please.
Hey,
who are you talking to? How you doing, man?
Look, so you had to get a mop and a bucket, huh?
No, man.
Oh, my God.
I have a question. I have a question for you.
Anyway,
Yeah, I have a question for you, sweetheart. Tell me what you thought of my incredible guests, Ed and Maxine Ahlstrom. Tell me.
Called in that night. Very, very talented. Very talented couple, you know. And the good thing about it, you don't hear a lot of that. You don't hear a lot of that in this day and time. So when you brought them on, I'd never, ever forget that show there. And I wish them nothing but continued success, for real.
There you go. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Love you now.
Keith, hold on. No, you're not. I mean, you're on this Power You week. Hopefully, Answer Tyler Smith is listening, too. Need to call in. But talk about Thursday night, sir, before you get off this line. And then I'll bring on more callers.
Oh, Jerry,
and
I
more
know you're going to.
And more callers.
Hey, I know you're going to love this, Jerry, because right now it's a revisitation from the days of old. I hear, since you and I have been connected, I know you have always talked about, you know, how things used to be, especially when it came to family and a lot of stuff that's gone on today wasn't like it was yesterday. So coming up Thursday, 9:30 is going to be a revisitation of the days of old, you know, getting back to those values that made us not only great as a people, but it made so many other people great. You know, when you look at family, we didn't allow certain things. We didn't allow family members sitting around with their lights off or they might have been hungry, whatever. You know,
come on now, talk
about
it.
We found a way to be able to pull things together. You get what I'm saying? So I feel like...
You know,
like
you said that. You know, Hooney, I got to cut you. Because it was no ego then, Jerry. If you
there
were in
no
need,
ego. I mean,
even neighbors,
family and neighbors as well. We took care
of each
other.
I'm going to go there more deeply because I cannot be quieted. There was no ego then. When someone gives you an opportunity, what happened to you? Did you get your head big? I said what I said. Now back to what... It's just me, because I'm great. Back to what Hooney Bakasun said, at that time there was no ego. You know, if you needed help, we gave help. And we didn't talk about each other, okay? We just helped each other. And that person remembered the time that they were down, and they helped someone else. It was a community, not a neighborhood. Great, Hooney. Last thoughts.
Yeah, and here's the thing that get me, lifetime achiever. I know you can really feel Magic Man what I'm about to say. Back then, we shared clothes, and it seemed like there was less opportunity compared to it is in this day and time. You got all of this opportunity, people making money all over the place, but yet and still, the conditions has worsened. And so it had to come back to people got away from things that not only made us unique, but it's the right thing to do. You know,
it's the right thing to do.
Nobody went to bed hungry. You know, they might have put on a pot of beans, whatever. You get what I'm saying? But everybody shared pretty much everything. You know, and it's one thing I used to love about the churches. I mean, they would sit back and you know, take up donations and stuff if somebody fell a little bit behind in their rent. And things like that, and people didn't feel bad about it. You get what I'm saying? Because it can happen to anyone.
That's right.
You know, so I feel like it's a step in the right direction. And you know, as those of us here at O&E, we're going to plant seeds of good faith anyway. And by us taking time to do that, those are the things that not only will make us great again, but it will sit back and for the people who may be going through a situation nowadays, those people know that they can do better. And we didn't wait then. We didn't wait for someone to come and ask me. You know, we would know if someone was hurting or they needed our assistance. You know, so
I have to say something. I can't wait till Thursday, but I have to say something I want to share with everyone based on everything you just said. So I have a GoFundMe out there. This is one of the most important GoFundMes I've ever done. A friend of mine works at Whole Foods. She works at Whole Foods. Her name is Shafika McLean. She is the most beautiful young woman inside and out. She's in her early 40s. She has three children and a new grandbaby. They all live with her. She has no parents. They're deceased, no siblings. And Whole Foods has really helped her. They had a fire. She lost everything. And she was renting, so it's not even like it was her home. It was a rental. She has nothing. They put her in Mercer County Airport there. It's beautiful. They gave them a suite. Let me just say this. Whole Foods stepped up to the plate, gave her $1,000 in Uber credits because her car she can't use now, gave her money and said, you come back when you're ready. I'm doing a benefit for her. So, Ken Ryan offered to play and do a DJ thing and a party locally and without fee for her. And I have a GoFundMe. I don't care, guys, if you give me $5. If every one of my friends on Facebook gave me $5 for her, can you imagine how much that can help her? I'm crying. I picked her up one day to get her dinner and all this and her kids. I'm crying. Do you know she made me feel better? She said, Miss Jerry, please don't cry. She said, I didn't lose a person. I lost stuff. God is so good. He has shown me so much love through this. So, guys, please go check out my GoFundMe. I don't care. $5, please.
It's crazy you said that. I'm going to challenge Jerry, and I believe God's going to heal our body, okay? Here's what I'm going to do on Saturday night. I'm going to have an old-school funk program for that young lady. And Jerry, get it together and make sure everybody calls into this outstanding program. I'm going to use my hands, Huni Bakatu, on the wheels of steel. On the wheels of steel on Saturday night, this Saturday night. Oh, how about that? This Saturday night, we will have a benefit for the young lady, and all folks should give to this young lady. I challenge all you guys.
Okay.
Now, you know, if you get $2, y'all know, y'all need to be ashamed of yourself. I challenge all ONE Dynasty hosts to share this show and to try to do best we can and have a celebration. I want that young lady on my program, Jerry, on Saturday night. This Saturday night,
I'll be on these stations. I'll let her know.
And I'm going to play I'll Be Good by Renee and Angela for the first song. How about that, Huni Bakatu?
Hey, now, you know, I love me some Angela Winbush, you know. Renee,
don't stop. We try to go to air before 12 midnight. Thank you.
Love you, Jerry.
We love you, Hall of Famer. And on Thursday night, that man will be back, but we will aware you. I think, you know, Jerry, you know, it takes a lot of courage for you to come out, and I know how you are. We want to make sure that the young lady, her story is told. So, Jerry,
yes.
I want you to facilitate that. And
like I said,
if they give, they give. They don't, they don't. It is what it is.
Yes.
But I want to make sure that people honor this young lady on Saturday night. I'll be here with a special Honey Bee Files. I'm playing the funk, y'all. Man, listen, man.
I'll text your full name. I'm going to call her.
I just kissed myself because I'm so – I taste good, Jerry, by the way. All right. On that note, let's go to the next caller right here in queue. Caller, you're online right now with Jerry Petito and the Best Net Classic right here at this ONE.
Hey, Jerry. Hey, my lady.
Hey,
this is Mo Love calling in from the South. Trying to bring a little joy to you, my lady.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I hate to hear
you
sounding down, but you are the lady of the hour. That show was off the chain. I wish I would have heard it live when it actually happened, because I enjoyed the guy's music. Of course, the DJ always going crazy as usual, but it's good music, man. That was awesome. Hey, and I heard the story about the lady you're speaking on. That's really important that we do that. I mean, this is what this year's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about the unity and love, man. And we're supposed to lift each other up and go to a new level. And the only way to do that is to do what we're doing right now. And what we don't understand is through tragedy comes listen, comes power, man. Our power comes through the things we go through. And that young lady right there, she already knew it because she knew how to respond to you. She knew that, don't be mad for me, baby. Listen, God using me. Hey, be grateful that he's using you, too. So, I mean, that's big thing to get out.
You know, Mo, she made me stop crying. I'm crying for her, and she's telling me not to cry. She was amazing.
Jerry, honestly, you cry. You know, you're an empath. You cry on anything, honestly. But the key is that, you know, I'm glad she told you to stop crying. She had some strength that, Jerry, stop crying.
Oh, my gosh. That was, you know. But, Mo, man,
Jerry,
I love you. Thank you.
He's trying to make me act bad.
We got to tease Jerry because Jerry's family. But not the point of the situation. But Jerry would cry over, oh, my God, iced tea for the children. No, Jerry, stop crying for iced tea over the children.
Oh, my God,
it's
so funny.
Jerry. That's who we are, sister. That's who we are. That's what we do. Listen, that's the balance that we bring as females, as the ladies of this. We bring the strength to cry. And listen, through our tears, do we make other people become stronger? You know, well, they ain't got to cry. That's what that young lady did for you. And just hearing it is doing it for me. That's the strength that we have. Man, you is amazing. You got to get that young lady on and let people hear her word. That's what me and Mo Payne.
You ready for this, Mo? I'm telling you right now. Jerry Petito not only is one of the greatest warriors ever, because I could tease on air because that's my big sister. Shut up, Jerry. But the key is that she has the ability to garner people to do good will. She's one of the greatest people I've ever seen. And I love Jerry Petito.
Listen, I love her too. No. Everybody do. When you hear her, you can't do nothing but love her. That's what I was telling her about her bird.
Oh, shut up, Jerry.
Oh, I love you guys.
Mo love, thank you so much for calling into this network tonight.
Thank
you. Especially as a person and especially as an intern with your husband, and brighter days are sweetly dawning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
love
you.
You, man.
Love you, sweetheart.
Listen, you know, Mo Love always comes on. I'd be like a Mo Love, Mo Pain tonight for you, Jerry, because I'd like to tease you. Because Jerry would cry over, oh, my God, you're eating pork? We're vegan. We can't do that. So,
oh, my
God. So we got to have fun. And this young lady that's about to come on, we talked about her today, Jerry, a true champion of Orny Dynasty. Been here 9 years. We want her to be a nominee for the Hall of Fame again. You ready?
Yep.
Miss Antonia Batts. I'm going to fall back.
Yeah. Okay. So this is where I'm going to ask you.
Hello?
Hey, she might not be ready. Hey, Tony.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey.
Hi, sweetie. Hey,
how are you, Jerry?
You
know,
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
Oh, I love you too, Jerry. You know, I'm so happy to hear that Brother O dedicated that song to you because, I don't know, was that John Cougar Mellencamp or, no, I can't recall the
name. No. It was James Taylor.
I know it wasn't, you know, Jimmy Crocker or whatever the guy's name, but it's always been one of my favorites because it reminds me of a person who has been on a journey and know what it's like to live when people are trying to keep their life together as they go along and continue their journey. And so, you know, I have to agree, that was a very, very pleasant song for him to dedicate to you, Jerry, and with you being a trooper like that. And still don't forget other people by doing what you're doing to, you know, to help promote the GoFundMe, you know, to a person who was in dire need of having a family. I said, well, that sounds like something that Jerry deserved to have dedicated and then some. So, you know, you're a wonderful person. And I tell you something, you can't ask for a better person.
But I have to say something about you so everybody hears this. Talk about a wonderful person. You have risked your life for all of us. You have served for all of us. And you are a hero. And to me, not only are you a hero, you need to be in the Hall of Fame. That's how I feel. And you know how I feel about you.
Yes.
So you are a person who has risked your life for all of us. Everyone out there needs to know that about you, girlfriend. You are a hero to me, and I love you. And thank you for all your service.
Oh, God bless you, Jerry. And, you know, I don't feel
you.
About it, did no. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
God bless
you. Well, you know, thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. You know, I have to admit, I didn't do no more than any other veteran who really put themselves out there for the right reason. All veterans are not good veterans, but the majority of us know what we signed up for.
Yes.
And,
And you're a
Everybody's
veteran.
Not
and yes. Yes, and you are a hero, and so are they. But you're my friend.
Oh,
and thank
you. Wow, Jerry.
You are my
friend. That's one of the most wonderful things I've ever heard on this radio, what you just said.
Really?
Yes, they all are heroes, but you are my friend. Jerry, I feel like saying that is wonderful what you just said to Antonia. Are you kidding me?
I know. And I know she means it from the bottom of her heart.
I sure do.
I really can have to admit. And by the way, I love hearing about the different artists that you bring in. You know,
that era of
music that they sing, which is like, I guess, around the 1940s, give or take an era, they are so sentimental, and they're easy on the ears, and they're great to listen to when you want to really appreciate the other people are out here who appreciate that kind of music. I tell you, I really missed a lot of that stuff when I was away on assignment sometimes, getting a chance to hear type of music and be able to come back home and hear it again. So God bless you, Jerry. You keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. You never know, you may be.
Listen, Tony. We're trying in 2022 to put you into the Hall of Fame. And I think it's long overdue. And and of course, remember now, like Clooney Bakatuna says, like I always told you, man, you are already a nominee for the Hall of Fame for the class of 2020. But we got work to do, and I believe that this is the year. So congratulations in advance, and we look forward to April 7th for you to get nominated. So congratulations, Tony, already, I believe. And, God bless you, too. You deserve it. After almost 9 years, come on now, stop playing.
Yep.
And that is Antonia Bat. What more can we say tonight that hadn't already been said? Now, we got some other callers coming on. And, you know, I have to bless Miss Jerry Petito. Saturday night, you know, listen, you know, it's not a guarantee. But what I want to do is I want to make sure that we honor this young lady. Jerry, I want you to help me host the show. I want you to interview this young lady, if possibly, and at least get her story out there to millions of people. And, you know, for all you guys, if you want to give, give. You know, if you want to give, you should give, but give. But it's the story that means more. We're not here to beg for anybody to do anything for anybody. But, however, her GoFundMe will be posted, right, Jerry? We will be able to advertise on the air, right, Jerry? Right. So, but I'm talking about on our air. The key is that we're gonna do what we can do to expound. But we're gonna have a party Saturday night for this young lady, for her children. Jerry's gonna be, you know, she's gonna interview the young lady here, okay? And it's gonna be 100,000, not Jerry Petito show. Don't get that twisted. But Jerry's gonna host. You know, 100,000. The first time ever. That someone else hosted the Honeybee Files. That's historic in all you guys. How about that? You know, let's keep it going. And then we get ready, man, for Monday night. This is very, very important. Monday night is our Dr. Martin Luther King tribute, our 9th annual. You know, and we're going to have a lot of presenters that are going to be different this year. You heard from one that is great Terry Strength. And I cannot wait for this show. How about you, Jerry? Monday night, yes. The 9th annual celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King. How you feel about that?
Yeah. Well, if my voice is okay, I'm going to read my poem about him, okay?
Yes, I can't wait. I can't wait. It's going to be one of our ditties at the end of the show. I cannot. Matter of fact, if her voice is right, she might read it. But it don't matter if her voice is right or not because her voice is right now. How about that? Guess what? She's alive and she's speaking on this air. Shut up, Jerry. And now I have a song for Jerry. OMG. She will love it. And I love you all.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
To Jerry Petito, our lifetime achiever of the Hall of Fame, and broadcasting Shrinee to the Hall of Fame. My name is DJ Orlansky. All I do is play music, right, Jerry?
Oh, my goodness.
Are you speechless? Wait a minute, guys. This young lady is a fraud. She's not from Jersey. She's from Long Island City, New York, and she's finally speechless after all these years.
Unmute me.
I hear you. You there?
Oh, I thought you didn't hear me. Wait, I'm speechless.
Yeah.
So he's amazing. Thank you for that. Oh my gosh.
Listen, this is therapeutic, guys. We're trying to get Jerry Petito better. And what more can we do but bring on another caller to get her better? Probably in line right now with the Bev Knight Classic, the Jerry Petito Show.
Hi, Jerry. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia.
Hi, Mo. How are you, sweetheart?
I am
okay. Got too many Mo's on this network. We got too many Mo's on here. You got 3 Mo's. What's going on here, Garman? What's going on?
I started listening in the middle tonight of the show, but it was nice to hear the throwback. And all the different types of music that you bring. I heard stuff I never heard before.
Oh, thank you for that. They're incredible. They're ridiculous.
Yeah, it was really interesting. And also, thanks for telling us about the young lady. That I'm looking forward to Saturday and hearing from the woman that lost everything. Oh, she sounds very special
to you. She, listen, Mo, she listen, she's only in her, she's in her early 40s. My daughter is 41. And when I met her, I'll tell you a real cute, funny little story first, okay? When I met her years ago, it was before I even wrote my book, I don't know why she thought my name was Tony. Well, she would come running across the store, Ms. Tony, Ms. Tony, and bump into me and laugh and hug me. And she had the most amazing dreads. And I had a beauty salon, so I used to have to get my hair. They would give me braids because I couldn't get dreads. I love dreads. So I would, like, flip out. She'd have pink and purple. I'm like, I love your hair, girl. I'm so jealous. Anyway, long story short, no matter where she was in the store, she would come running at me. I bring her my book in 2016, and I'm laughing because my real name is on the cover. So I go, girlfriend, I got something for you. And she's behind the counter. She goes, your book, Miss Tony? I go, I sure do. And I hand it to her, and she's looking at the cover, and she's looking at me, and she goes, your name's not Miss Tony, it's Miss Jerry. And I crack up, and she comes running around, and she hugs me. But you know what I told her? I said, you continue to call me Miss Tony. You've been calling me that for years, and it's been with love. I don't want you to change. So to this day, oh, she'll call me Miss Tony.
Oh,
what a story. What a story.
Yes, it's true.
We know it's true. Well, there ain't nothing to come out your mouth. That ain't true, Jerry. No, you are. Oh, I'm sorry. I got Tourette syndrome. Go ahead, Mozart.
I love her.
Thanks so much for sharing your story.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart.
And what are you doing on the 28th of January, young lady?
Yes, I am. We'll be discussing, we'll be doing Breaking the Silence on January 28th, and we'll be discussing dysfunctional organizations.
All right, now. And that is all right. Our networks. Yep. I'm sorry. Did I say that? Right,
he's
here
on
ONA.
He's having too much fun tonight.
Yes, he is. He is in rare form.
Yes. Yes, Mo.
And we want to thank Mo Garman tonight on these ONA stations. And we're going to bring on our next caller. Caller, you are part of the first ever show of Jerry Pitino. Remember that show? Don't even start talking. But now this man is a legend at ONE Dynasty, Mr. Ricardo Richard.
Hi, baby.
Wow, legend. That sounds nice. Praise God. Oh, Jerry, I just want to say Happy New Year. I just wanted to let you know how you are so loved and so appreciated. You get what I mean? Even through you being sick, like, you be calling in. You get what I mean? And it's a blessing.
Yes, she does.
Blessing to still have you here. You get what I mean? Being an example, you know, I've looked up to you, still look up to you, and just, you know, your friendship means everything to me. So I just wanted
to
celebrate
you,
give you your flowers while you're here, you know, and just let you know
that
love.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I love that type of stuff right there. That's just wonderful. You know, Ricardo Richard is the person that stands up for right. And he's so smooth, and he allows his people to come on, like the great Terror String, like Kuni Bakatun, you know, like Antonia Batts. People have a knack for radio. And Jerry, you know how I am, right? All I want to do is just be able to bring people, and I talked to Jerry about this, and I'm real proud of this. For the first time in a long time at ONE Dynasty, we have people that want to be here. Not trying to make excuses. How about that one? Not trying to make excuses. They want to be here. And we can move to another direction because of that. This brother here loves God, and he always makes sure that you understand that he loves God. You know, I love this man. And he has the right... The right how about that, guys? The right because he is diligent, and I'm proud of you, Ricky.
Thank you, brother.
Yep, I love him.
Wow. Yep. Thank you all so much.
That's
thank
the key.
You again.
Yes, because, you know, you're from that class of 2021, man. you know, and we got a brand new class of 2022. Let me tell you who they are. They are Mo Garman. They are Mo Payne and Mo Love. They are, there's too many Mo's on this network. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, Moody Black.
Three Mo's.
Yes, almost like Pet Boys. And you got Moody Black here, and of course, Mr. Boston. Man, we are not playing any games here at OD Dynasty. I cannot wait for the next person to come on, but I love you, man. You know, what you've been through in 2021, we're not going to mention on this air because we know it's a family, right? Right, Ricky? We're not doing that. But
yeah,
we love you. We love you, man. And, you know, like Mo Garman said, you know, I am in rare form, but y'all, listen. Tonight, it's only 20% of who I could be. Jerry know who I am. She knows the old lad in me, but I'm not going to do that tonight because it's all about Jerry Petito. But let me tell you about Jerry Petito, guys. She's wonderful. And thank you so much, the Mr. Richard. But this young lady here, and I want that person who just pressed one to stay here, okay? Stay here because we want to hear from you. But I got to do another outstanding dedication. Jerry Petito, to me, is pure gold. Not only the accolade of lifetime achievement to the Hall of Fame, and, of course, enshrining, but she's a friend, and a person that just has so much love in her heart. No fake. No cap. She's just a wonderful, outstanding human being. I love you, Jerry Petito.
Now you're going to make me cry. See, you doing it on purpose.
Shut. I love you, Jerry Petito, because there's only one reason. Do you know the reason why I love you so much?
Come on,
you are a fraud. You are a fraud.
Yeah, there it
and
is.
Now my dedication to her, and listen, I see you, caller. Stay here. It's a song, and I'm going to give you what Sad Night's all about, Jerry. Are you ready for the funk, girl? Are you ready for the funk, girl?
Yeah.
Let's get it, baby. Hey, caller, stay on.
coming out on a bag of the funk. I'm bringing my best. Well, I always bring my best. I'm bringing my best for Saturday night. You ready?
Oh. We hey. Jerry.
Hi, I'm
you
here.
Call on the line. Call on your line with
Hi,
me right
sweetie.
Now.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm great. Here, listening to the show, enjoying the music. Just wanted to jump on and say hello.
There we go.
And congratulate you on all that you do, because you are amazing. And we can't tell you enough. Every
yes.
chance I get, of course, I'm going to continue to share that with the world and share that with you. So thank you for being who you are. And thank you for this amazing show yet again. I tell you, you make it so hard.
No, but I do not. You always take
yes,
the clown. I love it.
You
no.
make it so hard, but I love you because you set the standard high. And
yes.
it gives you something to strive for. So thank you for just being who you are and just doing the amazing job that you do. I love
thank
you, and thank you.
Listen, man.
I love you, too. Your shows are incredible. Are you kidding me? When I listen to your shows, I'm like,
29 all-time connection records, man. This young lady has a chance tomorrow night to break 30 all-time on this network.
Crazy. Amazing, right?
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Amazing.
And, you know, she picked up the banner for domestic violence when, you know, we needed it. And
right.
Jerry and I talked about this today. I appreciate what you have done for this network.
Yeah.
Angela Thomas
yeah.
Smith. The Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, you know, as a former commissioner like Jerry and Huni Bakatun. And I appreciate everything that you do, the hard work that you put down on a constant basis, not only for O&E, but for yourself. And I think I mentored you well. And you have work to do. Your work, like Pastor Perry would say, right? Your work is not done, Angela.
Wow.
Amazing. Yes, we did talk about you today. Were your ears ringing? Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And now, Angie, on Saturday night, are you
yes.
ready for the funk?
I
said,
am.
Are you ready for the funk? All right. Good.
I am.
Jerry, I'm going to put this funk down. I might play Bubba's Johnson, get the funk out of my face. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, to celebrate this young lady, to tell her story. And it's another
yeah.
extension of the Jerry Petito show. Sometimes the Almighty moves us to a way and a level that we don't even understand why we're moved to that level. And, girl, we're yeah. going to be moved on Saturday night to interview this young lady and get her story out there for the world to hear.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you.
I love you. Love you, Angie, and nothing you can do about it.
Love you guys, too.
I love you, too.
Wow. What a outstanding show tonight. I cannot even bring forth, you know, just what we're all about. And I'm just proud tonight. Aren't you, Jerry? Aren't you proud tonight?
Yes. It was amazing.
You know, and that's what it's all about. And, of course, we're going to end the Jerry Petito show the way we always do. But, of course, tomorrow night, the young lady you just heard will be here. Angela Thomas Smith and Walking in Purpose, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these O&E stations. And, of course, what more can we say at this time? But Beverly Nation is advertising the O&E, which is Ola Delia Ingles Enterprise. Reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment at wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime 1 at bevnet.com. We're Ngozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Delia Ngozi Appearance, Google+. Hello, Darlene Malin. We go to your Facebook as well as our business page, The Jerry Petito Show, as well as the historic Devil Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Coming up on 9 years, guys. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Olay Day Lay Down, go to mindgmail.com. And I am the 2020, right, Jerry? Producer enshrining to the Hall of Fame. The 2019 disc jockey enshrining. But most importantly, the mother and father's favorite. Ola Dudley Malaywin goes to say good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now our poem that she always do, it's time to let you know what the Jerry Petito Show is all about.
Jerry Petito Show, guys. Imagine that. I had 5 shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ, on Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this, it's all because of you. Asking me to come along, something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along. If you do, I promise, with me, you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation Online, Talk Shoe Radio, make way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me my shows are flying high. Now on Damon Network, Damon Looks will reach the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nickname on the other shows, Jerry the Smartass, because of my logos. Now picked up by My Fifth One, owned by Barb and Steve. Remember Then Radio, all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earls, their song, Remember Then? The station is named after. Now Larry is my friend. I can't believe the call. Good news from me to you. An award out of Germany. My achievements. It's true. You won't believe this. And this one, too, is also true. Now a nominee for Hall of Fame along with Brother O. Who knew? In 2019, Hall of Fame, he was voted DJ to win. To me, it was a no-brainer. Aladel Ngozi's a shoo-in. Now 2 years later, 2021, voted as producer to win, celebrating his enshrinement without a doubt, he made it in. Now in December 2021, Lifetime Achievement Award, I'll be awarded. It's done. International Hall of Famers forever enshrined will be. Internet DJ for Brother O, Internet radio host for me. The best part of the ceremony, both our children gave a speech. On behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we'd reach. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthy or learn how to live, just listen to me then, inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction, that battle I've won. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass is the title of my book, but check it out, you won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info I sure do know, so tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everybody.